We have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
First, I need that national championship.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois gets back in the win column, an 81-61 victory over Iowa. I don't know about you guys, but I think we should just ignore everything that's happened in the last few games and just talk about tonight. The Final Four run is back on. we beat our rival by 20 points. I could care less. I don't even remember what happened on Saturday night. All I know is Illinois is back, and we're the four of us are back together again, and it feels good to be with the fellas here. Feels good on a Tuesday night.
It felt good to be in the win column. I would say more slightly, like importantly, was like how they played, which was it felt like they played with a lot of effort. Obviously, it was Iowa, so you're expecting to win that game. They're struggling this season. They're missing one of the best players. But, man, it felt good to not just be tortured for 40 minutes like Saturday night. That was so painful.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to watch with you guys in person and hang out with you guys during that it kind of, like, made it not as the worst thing ever. But we'll talk about all that. Let's chill with the good first. We beat our rival by 20 points. Tommy goes off. I feel like we had one of Kylan's best games of the year. KJ was solid. Hummerkhouse hit a couple threes, like a solid defensive effort all around. Trey White showed up. He started. I mean, basically, if you were a starter, you had a great game.
Correct. I mean, it seemed like the coaching staff had certain points of emphasis for each player, and it seemed like they really followed through with it. Like Tommy, it was like, hey, dude, attack the hoop here. Like, right. Iowa's got no one to protect the rim. That's what he did. He had 15 points in the first half. KJ, it was get offensive rebounds. You're 6'5", go to the glass. And I think he had, what, like four offensive rebounds?
Yeah.
Island, it was attack the hoop. Like, you are a strong dude. Will Riley, it was take shots, which he took 15 shots. So he definitely achieved that. Hopefully the threes are going to start falling. And then Trey White, it was like, get back to your old ways. And then it was good to see old Trey White back. So
Definitely
guys who can take some coaching.
I like you just assigning the responsibility of Will Riley just to be take shots, because like that's all we really care for. I'd rather him shooting the ball, our lottery pick, compared to some of the other players that have been shooting the ball in previous games. And so, I mean, the ball got to Will Riley, and he did shoot the ball. It wasn't at the best clip ever, but I mean, 15 points, 7 rebounds from your third best player on that is what you want every single night.
Got him open too.
Say?
We were 68% from two, 31% from three. The spread is bad.
Wait, that doesn't add up to 100 though.
Oh shit! Okay. And then we were 50% on the shots we missed. So 50-50.
Yeah, that's crazy. And apparently the Big Ten standings this year are like right around 500. it's no ties this year. It's right around 500. So it's a tough year in conference play. And boys, we're in the tournament. It's official because Tyler tweeted it. We're in the NCAA tournament.
I mean, like, for our team that it's, like, pretty much, like, it's rock bottom for
– And then there it is. And 2 minutes and 9 seconds in. There it is, Josh. Just couldn't not do it.
It was rock bottom on Saturday night. And, like, there's nothing rock bottom – that says you're rock bottom more than just being a tournament team. And so, I mean, just credit to the staff, I would say. All of the assistants, Brad, the support staff for getting them back to the tournament. Because, like, I would say it's still rock bottom when you're an 8 seed compared to, like, 6 straight years not in the tournament. Would you guys agree?
There it is.
There
it is. Are you making a point about Illinois basketball, or do you have a bone to pick right now?
I don't know. I'm Huey has bones to pick.
Dog,
Well,
you're angry, Josh.
yeah.
You are, I mean, you're angry, aren't you? You've been waiting for this for so long to do this.
You know what? It's deserved. It's deserved. It's so many just like overreaction takes, and like when you're in a, I get that X Twitter is a take-driven society, but like understand. I mean, like we grew. All right, for context, there is
Yeah, let's give some context
for
here.
context there is another Twitter account, Fanboy Carp, who
Hosts an Illini podcast, Mike
hosts an Illini
Carpenter.
podcast and thought that Saturday night, which was the worst Illini loss in by point margin in Illini history, was rock bottom for this program. We have three straight. It was an awful week for Illinois basketball. Awful week for Illinois basketball. No one's saying that it wasn't an awful week, but we had to have. Well, Johnny, you can continue because.
Well, okay. Yeah. So there's been a little bit of banter back and forth with us, our Twitter account and Carpenter, because the tweet that he had after I think the Wisconsin game was that he's very concerned about Illinois basketball. But he wasn't just like, okay, there's one thing to say, oh, you're kind of concerned, whatever. But the specific tweet, that he had said, give me a minute to pull it up here,
Are you talking about the
is
Bielema tweet or the?
no. He says, it's weird. Okay. Where he says, disheartened, bummed, and ultimately concerned. Where is this thing going? I don't just mean this Illini team, but the program as a whole with Underwood at the helm.
Which is qu questioning and putting the hypothetical seat on fire. That's what
Yeah,
you're doing
that's.
when you say those words. That's what you're doing. It's you're not say, like you could say I didn't put him on the hot seat, but when you say those exact words, like you are figuratively doing that exact thing that you're
Yeah,
saying in that
where
tweet.
is this program going a year after we just went to the Elite Eight and you had to replace almost everyone? Where is this program going? Just asking questions because he's concerned. So
So,
then
yeah.
our account, I screen capped a another tweet of his
And you're
from some,
Louie, right?
yeah, I think I'm Louis in this scenario. So he I took a screenshot of a previous tweet of his from September of 2023, our week two game against Kansas, right after Illinois had in 2022 the best season in 15 years with Brett Bielema. Then in week two of that season, when Illinois is losing against Kansas, he tweets out, how long until fans turn on Bielema? This is unacceptable.
The exact same premise that he did a week before.
Exactly,
The it's the
exactly.
ex like there's no, it's the exact same premise, and it's like, are you trying to j just try to get as much interaction as possible? Yes, that is his job. Like he's trying to get interaction and get people to listen to his podcast because ho maybe there's some fans on Twitter that are just overreacting as they can, but he did the exact same thing.
Yeah, so all we did was just like tweet a reply of his old tweet to the original tweet of saying, I don't know where this program is going. And it gets a decent amount of traction. And then he feels the need to like clap back at us once by tweeting at us, then clap back at us again on his podcast. And the funny thing is, we did not really say a single word other than just post a photo of a previous tweet of his. And it was nice to see the team bounce back a little bit and to be like, oh, maybe that was a slight overreaction. Just like the other time you had a slight overreaction saying, when are fans going to turn on Bielema? And then a year later, he has a 10-win football season.
He
Like,
outdoes his previous best
yeah,
season,
exactly. And it's like, really? You think you have more questions than answers about Brad Underwood after seeing him completely turn around this program, seeing him adapt, saying, okay, I'll get rid of the spread offense and figure out ball screens with Io and Kofi. Okay, we lose Io. We're still going to win a Big Ten championship. Okay, we lose Kofi, the multi-team All-American. Well, we'll get Terrence Shannon Jr. And you know what? A year later, we're going to go to the Elite Eight. Like, it's crazy to just discount everything that Brad Underwood has done just for a disappointing rock bottom season in which you're about to make the tournament for what would be the sixth straight time if COVID didn't cancel the season. So I think
going back
we were, we were definitely like tipped off when this is Brad Underwood you're talking about here. Like we're going to come to his defense a little bit when this guy has brought us more pleasure in basketball than anyone, period. Like we were in college during the John Gross years. Yes. Making the tournament isn't the goal at Illinois. It's a lot more. Brad would be the first one to tell you that, but to just jump ship at the first possible inconvenience, like that's just, I don't know. It's so short-sighted.
Maybe college basketball isn't for you.
Yeah. It's just like, do we need to be so knee-jerk? Yeah.
Like, imagine you kind of just won two natties in a row. They're like barely top 35 in KenPom. Like, this is not for you if you can't handle this. This being like your worst season in 5 or 6 years. And I was looking back, not to harp on the Bielema thing, but I was looking back.
Harp on the Bielema thing.
The what?
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 I know you're not trying to harp on the Bielema thing.
Yeah, but I was looking back and on November 25th, 2023. Total failure. We may as well be back in 2019 because my any momentum Bielema has built is gone. Inexcusable, pathetic, enough to turn fans off for a while. In the worst division in Power 5 history, Brett Bielema will go 1-5. The season has been an abject failure and any momentum we had is lost. Hard to be hyperbolic about how damaging the season's been. Turn around, win 10 games. Like, yeah. Relax.
You can't imagine how damaging it was. And like, here's what I'll say is like, I'll give him credit. The Duke loss was embarrassing. It was terrible. It was one of the worst losses in Illinois history. But once again, like, you got to realize.
You're losing sight of the puzzle at large here. You can't lose sight of the entire 1,000-piece puzzle that has been the last 6 years times 32 games, whatever, however many games a year. You can't lose sight of that.
You know there's, like, a small part, even if they don't realize, of, like, Heat fans who are, like, almost like salivating at this loss to Duke. It's like, yeah, I told you so.
And that's no fun. Anytime that if you're an Illinois fan and your take, like you prove your take by the team losing, like that's no fun. And again, you are right. The internet is a place where nuance does not reign supreme, where you don't really get like people listening to you if you have like a down the middle nuance take. And maybe a lot of the criticism that Brad Underwood has faced this year, there is an aspect of it that is fair. Do we need to talk about Tyler Underwood in the offseason? Do we need to talk about Zach Hamer in the offseason?
Oh, okay, do not get me started. Do we need to talk about Zach Hamer in the offseason? Like, he got hired in 2019-20. This team has been nothing but successful with Zach Hamer. And you want to dog him for... Oh, my God.
I didn't say fire. See, this is the nuance, Shawnee, that I'm talking about, that I'm not making broad sweeping claims on February 25th of calling for anyone's job, right? That's the nuance that I'm talking about, that right there. I'm not saying that they should be axed the day after they lose in the tournament.
That is another thing that's driving me crazy, is because Hamer is like defensive, Tyler's offensive. Apparently Orlando, Brad, Jeff, there's no adults on the staff. It's just Tyler and
yeah.
They Brad, Orlando, Jeff, they've never seen basketball before. And Tyler and Hamer are just, they're running this into the ground. It's all on them.
They're yeah, it's wild that they're even, I think no one besides Brad will like look more into the mirror and see like, okay, this obviously I had a lot of talent. There was a lot of issues throughout the entire season that like he hopefully can address, but he had his assistant coach leave him like a month before. When did he leave? Like a month before his third assistant.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah.
A month before, the person that's usually in charge of development of the players, like as a total. And then now he has to put most of that responsibility on three people that have not been assistant coaches. Yeah, that is on Brad, but also Brad is the coach who's supposed to like lead them too. So he'll make the changes that are needed. And like, you can't just like throw everything that happened out in the past for this one thing, where there's been a lot of bad things that have happened to this Illinois team. And while I don't want to just like agree with Brad in his press conferences that he's been dealt with like a terrible hand with the injuries and the sicknesses, it has been arguably like a terrible hand to have. Like he is correct.
Yeah, no excuses. And he's not trying to make excuses. I know people kind of dogged on him on the internet for the, well, if we just shot whatever 5 for 16 from three in the
Yeah,
first
that was a
half and stuff.
terrible comment.
Yeah, that's fine. And again, there gets to be a little bit of nuance. That's the fun part about sports and the fun part about the internet is you can be critical of Brad Underwood's decisions without calling for a job, without saying blow it up, without doing all these things. You're allowed to have an opinion. I know Johnny is, and I would, Johnny, I would fucking die for Brad Underwood. I am not trying to disagree with you. All I'm saying is that there can be a little bit of a conversation of nuance without having to be on like an extreme end of any of the spectrums.
Yeah, 100%. I just think people also just don't understand like basic facts, like how there used to just only be three assistant coaches and the NCAA just changed to five assistant coaches. So that just meant like, okay, now Tyler Underwood's his title is going to change. That doesn't mean he's still not like in theory supposed to be the fourth or fifth most important like person on the coaching staff, right? Like that just the NCAA changed the rules from three to five. So really what happened, and same thing, like now people are calling for Zach Hamer's job. Would they be calling for his job had the NCAA and not changed that
Right.
rule? Like it's just ridiculous. And if anything, it's like, well, yeah, Tim Anderson, who was your second or third assistant coach, is now gone. And no one's like, oh, Quay Jones, call for his job. You know, like it's just, I think it's people lack a lot of nuance. And I get the Tyler Underwood thing, like, okay, he was a player and then immediately became on the coaching staff. But like,
People are
Hamer,
just gonna,
the
people are gonna.
dude has like NBA experience, came to the team in 1920, which was our first winning season. And like, if you look at the team success and Hamer's time here, like, now you're just going to turn on him. Like, now that the spotlight's on him a little bit more, it's just, it's a little crazy. But once again,
I think Brad will take this season and be like, okay, the way that we did this roster construction was probably not the best. Like, and he'll learn from it, and he'll like he used to be get old, stay old. He kind of flipped the script this year,
100%, yeah.
and he'll be like, all right, wait 1 second, I got to revert back to what I had. But he at least tried it. Like, everyone's like, why have we never had a one and done like at Illinois? Well, I mean, probably because Brad didn't focus on one and dones because he wanted to keep players that were old and knew how to play college basketball and didn't aren't transferring to like aren't coming in as freshmen or from overseas where they didn't know how to play college basketball. So he's gonna see it. Hopefully some of the players get to stay, and he'll be like, okay, now let's just focus on getting good college basketball players, hopefully from winning programs.
Yeah, and like this season just presented different challenges, right? Like last year you knew you had Terrence Shannon probably, right? So it's like you can build around a veteran in a way that like we just didn't really have that. So hopefully this next year it's like, all right, we're gonna build around Kylan and Trey White and hopefully Tommy and then fill in the pieces. So I think it's people are dismissing how difficult it was to build a team. That being said, another backup center would be huge right now. Like the Merez injury exposed. When Tommy's not on the floor, we look so bad. We cannot defend anybody. And hopefully, our redshirted king, Jason Jaksdis, apparently looks good, according to Brad in the scout team. According to Brad, they almost burned his red shirt.
Oh my God, no
But man,
way.
could we just use a serviceable backup center right now? Like, and maybe once again, it was a little more exposed with Tommy having mono, then the ankle, then another stomach bug. Like that Wisconsin game, he looked like a zombie out there.
Yeah, he did.
He traveled separately. And that was one of the craziest things, too. Jake Davis hits two threes in the first half as a starter, doesn't check back into the game because
Vomits
he
in the
gets,
locker
yeah,
room.
like.
Vom throwing. Yeah, something is shout out Casey Jacobson with like a savage quote in the pregame today of what he said, something along the lines of, if you didn't get mono in college, you weren't doing it right. He said that live on television in the pregame. Again,
Yes.
Tommy has shoved 2 years of the whole college experience into 1 year here in his freshman year. When the season's over, I hope Tommy just has a boatload of fun at Cam's this spring and this summer. The poor kid deserves it. But yes, no excuses. No excuses.
Yes.
This team is another 10-win conference season, and we're going back to the tournament again. And hey, We're the team that no one wants to face. We're the team which okay,
Seriously.
I was
It's
thinking
the
about
worst.
I
It's
was
the
yes,
worst
I was thinking
thing.
about this. When was the last time that the quote unquote team that no one has wanted to face has ever like won like anything, like a championship, you know, like the that team never, and I'm not saying that we're that team. Maybe we're just going to be a good team, generally speaking, in the tournament. We don't have to be some dark horse. But when was the last time that that team that nobody wanted to face actually won the whole thing?
Ooh.
UConn last year, because the only
Because they
team
were one
people know how
seed,
to face.
because they were one seed, and they were really
This
fucking
is
good.
not a real.
Here,
This is not a real phenomenon. Yeah,
here, here.
here's
Thank
a
you.
team that I do think is kind of a comp, is Michigan from a few years ago, where they were, I believe, an 11 seed that made the Sweet 16.
Are you talking Plane Crash Michigan, or are you talking which Michigan?
No.
Because
I'm talking about like
Michigan.
Hunter Dickinson.
That was a team that nobody wanted to face, and
This.
we got our ass kicked by them in the tournament
Was
by their
this when they
practice
beat?
jerseys.
This is Michigan 2022. So they went 11-9 in the Big Ten, and then they played Colorado State as an 11 seed. Then they beat Tennessee, who was, I think, the 3 seed. So, like, I don't know. I definitely think this team still could make the Sweet 16. It's certainly
Of
not
course.
consistent enough, but. I did love seeing there were some matchups with us against UConn. That would be
Oh
fun.
God.
I would like
What are
to
they
see
projected
that.
at?
In
What are
like
they?
the 8-9 game?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Revenge would be fun against
Yeah.
them. I'm gonna go on a limb here and say if we do play them, I will put my life on the line that we will not get triple kill shotted in that
Yeah.
game. That if we
I don't
do,
know.
I promise to never do this podcast again. If we play UConn in the 8-9 and get triple kill shotted, you have my word that I will retire from the game. That you can hang my podcast banner upside down in the rafters, and I will never do a podcast again as long as we live. That would be wild if we played them. But back to the turn. Anyways, back to the tournament. Yes, whether or not you're the quote unquote team that no one wants to face, yes, I agree, Sam. I don't think that's like an actual phenomenon. I think that's just kind of a silly narrative that guys like to create.
Wait, Johnny, just real quick, going back to that Michigan Sweet 16. Do you know what that was referred to as?
What was it referred to as?
Juwan shining moment.
Nice.
Okay, I'm done.
That was good. That was good.
Did he ever beat Illinois?
No.
Maybe
So
Hunter.
that's great. Oh, did Hunter? Not what about like even in just like charity matchups? There must have been like a charity matchup that he beat us right now. That's crazy. That's so great.
There was a charity matchup.
There was, and
Yeah.
I don't think he beat us in that either. Okay.
Anything else from this game
Jo
we
yeah,
can
Johnny,
add?
jo I, John, I just Johnny Josh, you guys feel like you've gotten your
Yeah,
conscience
no,
clear to
I'm glad we got to speak a little bit there.
Johnny's had a look in his eyes when he was going at it there. I mean, both of you guys were like very focused and determined there. Like,
Yeah,
I hope you guys
we
feel a little
definitely
better.
coming to the defense of Brad Underwood. That being said, like, this has still sucked. I have not enjoyed the past few weeks. This
Yeah.
has been awful. And like the last time we chatted on the podcast was after the UCLA game. And I was giving you guys a hard time about how you maybe were overreacting to the late run that UCLA had and that we won the game. And then the exact same thing happened at Michigan State, except we weren't up 15. And instead, it was a close game that then we didn't score a final point in the last like 8 minutes and we lost 2 points, which was not fun. That was
That was
not
scary.
fun. That was just
Objectively not fun. But
a
again,
really tough night.
there can be nuance, and it doesn't
Yes,
have to be
yes.
jumping off the bandwagon. Again, I had some apps as I do a little bit of reflection here. I had two of the most clown takes ever on this show. You know, we were coming off the bowl game win. This was right after we throttled Oregon by 150
Yes.
points, and I'm like, we are in the golden era. And I think the game prior to that or right around that, I go, guys, is this Brad? We'd start off 3-1 in Big Ten. I go, is this Big Ten play? I go, is this Brad's most talented team? So I'll eat the dust too when I say, nonsense stuff as well. No fun. No
Yeah,
fun. But
Maddie, there are people who we've talked about on this podcast, on this episode, who are hating on Illinois, who earlier the season said Brad Underwood National Coach of the Year. So
Huh. Who did you Did you say that?
No, not someone on this podcast. Someone we talked about.
Coach of the National Coach of the Year?
He threw it out. So you're really not eating your dust here. There have been bigger 180s.
You can't win the National Coach of the Year if you're projected to be like second in the Big Ten preseason. They take the biggest difference between preseason projections and ending, and then what you do is Greg Gard starts with half the votes from the Big Ten conference, and then it's will the other half of the voters vote for someone else is how it works, and it just typically goes to the Wisconsin coach right there. I mean, again, shout out to Wisconsin having a phenomenal year, but again, they what were they picked like 12th or something in the preseason or something like that, and Greg Gard just finds a way. And again, credit where it's due. It's been whatever 80 days since we've beaten Wisconsin, but yeah, again, I feel like the word of the episode is nuance here. That I would die for Bradley. I would die for Bradley. But yes, Johnny, I agree with you. It sucked. Like even today, at work, I was just like, okay, I'm like looking forward to the Illinois game. Like it'll be fun. But there wasn't that same like.
It wasn't like when I was saying earlier in the season where I was like, I look forward to watching Casper
Yes, yes.
Cruz play basketball. I get the opportunity for him to be on my team tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this was like I need this team to win for my mental health.
Is there a game that that's
That
not? Is there a game that that's not the
was
case, Johnny?
the
Is
feeling.
there a
Well,
game
yeah,
that you're like, oh, the next 96 hours of my
fair.
life I have nothing to do with
That's
the next
No,
40
it's
minutes?
been, I mean, we, like you said, we haven't talked since before that Michigan State game. And I think between Michigan State game, the Duke game, and then obviously it's within the last year, we have memed ourselves three times in a year as a program, which is just not like a good stat. Like,
Miami
as
become
people
meme.
who are online so frequently, when you get memed the UConn 30 nothing run, then the Duke game and the Michigan State upside down banner, it is, you just can't go on the internet for 24 hours. What do you want to say, Manny?
No, I am become meme.
I am becoming.
No, it, like,
Living
but then you like go
the
outside
dream,
and
or you're
you
living
live in the dream.
the
But then you like go outside and you're like, none of this exists. Like it's okay.
Correct.
And that's not to
Correct.
take. I'm not trying to be like, oh, who cares about sports ball guy? But then you're like, okay, some guy like clowned the
We
upside down
literally have a
Knicks.
podcast on this team.
Yes, I know. Yes, but sometimes it's a helpful reminder that it's like even when it feels like our asses are getting clowned on the internet, that the internet is not real
Just
life.
don't want to be like getting like texts from people who like don't turn into college, tune into college basketball, being like, huh, you're Illini. It's the worst. It's the worst thing ever. It can only like it never happens when it's good. It only happens when it's bad.
I am become meme.
I am becoming.
The
But
court, the.
I did for the first time, and by first time 5 seconds ago, check out the Big Ten standings.
You haven't done that this year?
No, like check out like where we might line up like in this Big Ten tournament and what we
Have
need.
we qualified for it?
We have officially clinched, so
You
that's
have to say
huge.
that now. That's what our magic number going in today was one, and
Was
we
one,
clinched.
correct.
Clinched the Big Ten tournaments.
I bet we clinched before through tiebreakers,
Probably.
but we now have clinched.
Officially, which is just a crazy thing that we say from now on, is clinching a spot in the conference tournament. That's wild. Some seasons will end next
In
week for teams, which is not as early as Illinois'
yeah, it
early
wasn't as
season
early as what
ending.
we lost to in that
Right.
first round game in
And
Madison Square
in
Garden.
February, that was the
That
that
was
was rock
rock bottom.
bottom. That was
Yeah,
rock bottom.
that
That was rock bottom.
was
We did it.
bottom.
We did
Yes,
it.
good
We did
work,
it.
boys. That
We did
was
it.
we our season ended in February.
We did it. No, that was worse than this guy's making the tournament for a fifth, sixth straight year. I don't know. It's really close. On one hand, we have an opportunity to win a national championship this year. But on the other hand, Brad got 3 weeks of recruiting ahead of every other team. So which one really would you rather? Yeah, Josh is like, that was my Instagram caption a decade ago. And we're like, which one would you really rather have? So yes, the boys are finally on the board in the quartile of death. It only took a few games to get on the board here. We're not counting the Duke game as the quartile of death. It's just MSU, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and Purdue. But yeah, you gotta try to get you gotta go 1-1 here. you got to go 1-1 in your next two. I mean, you don't have to, but like if you can get one win, you
Yeah,
know,
that'd
at
be
Michigan
really
or
nice. That'd
versus
be really
Purdue,
nice.
like I think you're more, obviously you're much more, I think you're more likely, of course, to win, you know, against Purdue than you are at Michigan on Sunday. But if you could somehow steal one of those, like you're definitely moving up another slot in the Big Ten, and that probably moves you up a seed line
Yeah, no,
against
I think
either
like,
against Purdue or at Michigan. That certainly moves you up an entire seed line right
I
there.
think two wins somehow and for the rest of the season can get you to that six seed.
Yeah.
What did DeCourcy have us tonight? Is an
Eight seed.
eight?
Yeah, he'll
Okay.
probably stay at an eight,
Yeah,
but
yeah. But if you beat Purdue and Michigan, you have two more quad one wins. I mean, that's a big if. That's a big
But then
if.
if you go 1-1, then you're probably hovering around the seven if you win like at least against
One conference tournament
Nebraska,
game.
Indiana, is it UCLA? Ohio State. So yeah, I mean the being a six, that's like on the side of the bracket, six and seven, the side of the bracket that we're never on. So that'd be so exciting.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Michigan, I'm a little concerned about just like matchup wise.
Danny
Us
Wolf?
if we had Merez, that
Yeah.
would be a game that would have been really fun to watch. But when you have 2 7-footers, and
Yeah.
we have clearly shown that we do not have a single guy other than Tommy above 6 foot
My God.
eight.
How many three Dusty May is probably like telling his guys like let Illinois shoot every three on planet Earth. Like just clog the lane. Are we gonna shoot like 45 threes? Are we gonna have to shoot
Honestly,
45
I kind of
threes
hope
against
so.
me
I kind
too?
of hope so.
Hey,
Just let it rip.
let it rip,
Like,
man. And here's another hot take, courtesy Maddie. I think we should keep missing threes because, and this is statistics.
yep.
This has to work that if you miss for every three that you miss, you make one later down in the season. So those 23 threes that we missed against Duke, those are coming in the first second weekend in March right there.
Yes,
So we
yes.
missed whatever another 15, 20 threes tonight. Like those are coming. I'm getting three smirks right now. Those are coming, you know, in March here. So keep missing threes. Fletch, keep the boys bulking here into March. Get them a little stronger. And the threes will drop. I sound like Underwood right now, where it's like keep shooting them.
And I think you'll get a lot of second chance points with Lottie Golden rebounding for Michigan too. Like I'm sure we'll get a lot of offensive rebounds. So yeah, just keep missing those threes.
Thanks, Sam, for your optimism about Sunday.
Yeah, we're gonna need someone to get in foul trouble, and it is not Tommy Eubasich. It's got to be Vlad Goldin, just like he did against us in that FAU game.
Yeah,
Ugh.
let's take a look.
Newly engaged, Lottie Golden.
Yeah, kind
One
of
of the
a
more
crazy
interesting
move by
proposals.
him.
He's
I don't know what
engaged.
you guys thought about that.
He
He
proposed
got
after
he.
losing to Michigan State.
Yeah.
After, why would you not wait until after a win?
He had the balls to do what Travis Kelce didn't have the balls to do, propose after a loss.
I knew Sam was going to tie in a Taylor Swift joke tonight. That is a wild. I've never seen a proposition after a loss right
I
there.
feel like I've seen it one or two other times, but it really makes you question the mental makeup of that guy. This, and when I say that, I mean, how is he able to compartmentalize a loss? Because some of us don't have the emotional regulation skills to be able to do that.
To even cook dinner, much less
Yes.
propose after the loss of an Illinois basketball game. Fair enough. Well played, Vladdy. Well played indeed. But that should be interesting. It's very interesting that yeah, your last two games are Michigan Purdue. You kind of wait the entire season to play, you know, two of your marquee matchups, and would love to get at least one of them.
It's really interesting. I was just looking online for tickets at Ann Arbor for the game on Sunday. You can get in as low as $32. And then for tickets, and that's the number 15 team in the country hosting Illinois. And then for the home game that Illinois has against number 20 Purdue, the get-in price is $111.
I mean, we're a basketball school, or actually, I guess a football school, or
Oh, is it
maybe.
because our arena's bigger? Is that why it's more expensive?
Is
There's
that
more supply.
facts? Is that facts?
That our arena's bigger? I'm kidding.
The Chrysler Center is weird, right? The Chrysler
Yeah,
Center, it feels like an NBA
that's not
arena.
that big. The Chrysler Center.
Is it not? Is it not big?
No, it's not small. It's like probably 12.
Yeah,
We have 15.
12,707.
I know, I'm kidding. Like the joke is like we have more
Oh.
seats and it's more expensive. Yeah,
Yeah.
Josh got that.
Oh.
You got that number joke right there.
Okay, I'm gonna go clown some people about
Oh,
that.
anyone on mute right there. He's getting his Twitter fingers ready. Excellent.
No,
Good.
those are his group chat fingers ready. Don't
Oh
worry.
yeah, I know. Josh, outside of Illinois, I know the second most friends he has from any Big Ten school is Michigan. So I know he's probably got a lot. He's got a lot on the line here. I know some of the Michigan buddies were chirping
Well,
a couple weeks ago.
yeah, Russell's
So
gonna join. Yeah, he's
yeah,
gonna join
okay.
again.
Is he
Win
did
or
it last
loss,
year? We
yeah.
had Russell. Should we have Russell on the podcast again? We did not get great feedback from the should we interview a losing fan after wins. I thought it's fine. Hey, welcome in. For the next 40 minutes, we're just gonna roast you and your team. It's kind of interesting there between Lat when he was kind of chirping us a couple weeks ago, there was kind of a shift where it's like he's coming off of a national championship in football. Michigan fans could care less about basketball. We're having a great year in basketball. Now we're coming off a really good year in football. And obviously they had a good year in football. We beat their ass though. And it's kind of flipped a little bit where it's like, we're a football school. Basketball, what? Who, what? And they're kind of the all basketballed up right now. So I would like this game from just a chirping perspective here to get them in football and basketball. I would be very curious to know the last time that we beat them in football and basketball in the same year. Has that happened in the last 25 years? I know Johnny is getting the stats up right now, but I would venture to believe that that probably has not happened in a very
Ooh.
long time.
I mean, we kind of owned them in basketball in like the early to mid
We
2000s.
did, but how many of the when did we beat Michigan back then? Not in 2000.
Maddie,
What's up?
I don't know if this counts. Last year we beat them in football and basketball. Do you want to know the last year was?
Well, last well, we well we lost to them. What do you mean? Well, we beat them this year in football.
That was 2024, and we beat
No,
them in basketball in
school
2024.
years, school years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that doesn't. I'm saying if we
All right,
beat
right,
them
right.
this year in basketball, this will count as the 2024-2025 school year, beating them in both football and basketball. Yeah, no, that doesn't count. This would count, but it would be the most recent.
Yeah, so I think the most recent one was 29, 2010. We beat them in football, 38-13, and then we beat them 51-44 on the road. So yeah, that's 15 years. So
A long time ago.
that's a long time ago
Would
for
like
sure.
that one.
It wasn't as long as we thought it was going to be.
No, I thought it was gonna be like 99 or something. No, I thought it was
We
gonna
had
be a little
worse
bit less.
Wisconsin records then.
Yeah, that was way worse. But again, football and basketball. Yeah. Cool. Should be interesting to see if there's any back and forth now after we publish this episode on the internet right there. Hey. We come in peace. We're all Illinois fans. We're just trying to come to the defense of our boy Bradley Underwood and our beloved Illinois basketball, in which we saw zero tournaments and zero successful seasons in our 4 years. We're just grateful for another tournament bid here in February.
Exactly. And I don't know. I think it's a little short-sighted if you just think about like so many of the great college coaches, they don't just go straight up. This like
Every year,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
every fucking year for 30 years.
I think Bo Ryan got to the Elite Eight in like his 5th year and then didn't get to the Final Four until his 14th year. Like that's how it goes sometimes.
Matt
You know,
Painter,
to
unfortunately.
yeah, Matt Painter, Tony Bennett, so many of these
Tony
guys, you
Bennett and
know.
Russ is a fucking 16 seed. Can you imagine what the tweet would have been
Oh. Oh my God, yeah.
and the next year he wins a national championship.
Yeah.
That is what is also fun about college basketball is there's a lot of randomness to it. There's a lot of ridiculousness to it. There's a lot of parody to it. I think that's what attracts people to the sport of college basketball. I know that's what attracts me generally speaking, to the sport of college basketball over the NBA, for example, fandom aside, that's part of coaching 18 to 22 year olds, is it's just kind of nutty every year.
But Fran McCaffrey will never make a Sweet 16 again.
Yeah, there we go. Death taxes. Yeah, there we go. That is fair enough. But even him, he resurrected, they talked about on the broadcast, like, he, for all intents and purposes, had resurrected their program, has been the best coach they've had in however many decades there. And he's done a good job, but he just has not been able to get over that hump there for as long as he's been. Sam, you know where Fran McCaffrey was before Iowa. I know you're itching to say it.
Was he at Iona, or was he
I thought it was
close.
Siena. I thought it was
Sienna.
Siena, right?
Yeah,
I know it's
Sienna.
Siena.
Oh, it's the, they're the same thing.
Yeah, but you know Greg or Steve Peichel, obviously. Where he was
Yeah.
at. No,
He was at a he was at another East Coast institution, another New York school.
Stony Brook. All right,
Only like
you
Iona.
know when you get to the Stony Brook talk that it's probably time to wind things down here.
I did have one stat though.
Sure.
Which is, I think amongst schools that had that were Power Five schools that have made the tournament every year from 2020 to 2024, how many schools do you think it is?
It say it again.
So from 2020 to 2024, five
Yes.
seasons, how many Power Five schools made the tournament every year?
Oh, every year. Oh my
Yes,
God.
yes.
Seven.
Ten.
I'm gonna go with
No, that's too
incredibly
high. That's too high.
strange.
Five. No, it's ten.
Like five or six,
Us
maybe.
do Purdue.
It's it
Michigan
is it's
State.
five. It's five.
What are they?
It's Michigan State, Creighton,
Oh.
Illinois,
Purdue.
not Purdue. They were not going to
Eh?
make it in 2020.
That's right.
Yeah.
That
They were off of the list in 2020. Kansas.
who's having a rough year this year?
Yep.
They
And
got
then the
throttled by
last
BYU.
school was wait, let me pull it up.
As you do that, Johnny, this that might
Yeah.
be just like the most damning stat of all. I know we talk about like Brad's Big Ten, wins. I know we talk about all like that to me might just be the stat
Yes.
right there.
Yes. Okay. It was Kansas, Creighton, MSU, Baylor, and Illinois. That's it. That's it.
Nuts.
Then there's a couple other schools that have also made it every year, which was Houston, but they started in the AAC. San Diego State, not a Power Five school. And that's it. Like, it's pretty crazy. Like, it's difficult year in, year out to be consistently good, which makes the point of, I have more questions than answers. I don't know where this program is going. Like, look at every other single program. Duke, UNC, Kentucky, UCLA. All these schools less consistent than us at making a tournament, and it's going to be a six straight year.
Goddamn, Johnny. I
So
think
now
you 9
let's just rally the troops and win a couple games.
911. I think I'd like to report a murder in the night. They ate my Starburst and came at me with great stats. My goodness. I love it. I love it. I hope again, all's fair in Illini love and war. We all have the same goal of seeing our team, win and do well. At the end of the day, that's really all any of us want. So yeah, this was fun, guys. I hope we could keep this going again on Sunday and do a couple more of these this year. Awesome. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode. ILL.